Good morning, and it's Wednesday, October the 28th, and I trust that you are all well. We're in the Psalms, and we're in Psalm 88, and this is a difficult psalm. It's not a psalm that's going to bring you, perhaps, at least immediately, a sense of joy and well-being. It's a psalm of Haman the Ezrahite, and he has several psalms in the book of Psalms, but the very last verse of this psalm, my companions have become darkness, or perhaps an even stronger translation would be, darkness is my only friend, or darkness are my only friends, in the plural. And that's pretty dark. The only friends you have are darkness. It's a psalm of gloom. It's a psalm almost at the very edge of despair. It's a psalm where the psalmist finds himself not just in the soup, but at the very bottom of the soup. Why a psalm like this? Why include it? Because some of God's people have been there. It may not be you. It may not be me. I'm not sure I've ever been brought. I've been in dark places in my life, but I've never been that dark. But I know friends of mine who have, who've lost almost all hope, for whom life has turned sour and bitter, and there is no light. They walk in darkness and have no light. And I like to think of Psalm 88 like a life vest. Whenever I fly, I must have heard the announcement about the life vest under your seat, at the side of your seat, whatever, the little whistle. I've never once put one on, but I'm glad it's there. It's like a safety net. And I don't think I've been where Haman the Ezrahite was, but I'm glad it's there, just in case that God has provided even for that dark episode in a believer's life, something of a safety net. You need to do what Haman did. He starts with God. He sees the trials as coming from God, and he gives himself to prayer. And maybe this is not a psalm that'll bring you joy and comfort today, but it's a psalm that you need to know is there in the Bible, just in case one day you might need it. Well, have a wonderful day.